John and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, cool it, because you know how those movies and magazines and things are, you know. That stuff is junk about junk. Me.
It's junk.
Junk, man.
It's junk.
If I did 1/10 of the stuff that they said I did, and I acted the way they did,
what?
My karate instructors would not allow me to wear that belt. I would not be who I am. I could not perform on the stage. I could not face my father, my 6-year-old daughter. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Wow, that's new too.
Yep.
The Don and Mike Show.
Are they strong? Listen, bud. They've got radioactive blood. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hold on a second. Here's another one. I don't know if you heard before. Might be new for this year's tribute.
Honey, I wasn't going to hit you. Goddamn. I'm going to hit you. I just came close, you know. Right here, but we don't hit.
I was gonna hit you, honey. God damn it!
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night and didn't make it.
We've heard this.
I don't know the words to it, so I had to read it. If you Google it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Please forgive us. Please.
God damn it. Hey. God damn it.
Honey, I wasn't going to hit you. God damn. I'm going to hit you. And I just came close, you know, right here. But we don't hit.
God damn.
You hear that, Rob?
Yeah, well.
God damn, man. We don't hit.
Is something else?
What says a lot about it. Some Elvis stories. He bought a chimp.
Yeah, he got a chimp. Elvis liked to talk about animals, and there was this little baby chimp.
Why?
This TV guy at the
Why?
Station there in Memphis had a show, and one of the guys told him, Elvis, this guy wants to sell this little chimp. So he brought it out to the house, and Elvis fell in love with it. Little chimp, his name was Scatter.
What did he do with it? He just kept it at the house?
He kept it around the house. Yeah, with a cage for it, but he'd bring him out and have little suit clothes on him. He'd come out and hang around with him for a while, and it was fun. He was a character.
Did he have dogs and cats?
Cats, dogs, ducks, horses. Chickens, horses. jackasses, everything. He loved animals. Yeah.
And only now do we know how dangerous chimpanzees are.
Right.
Hey, look at little Scatter, man. God, he's strong.
Time for you to select, Mike.
All right.
We've got a lot of beautiful songs and a lot of beautiful stories. I believe we told you your choices before.
Yes, you did, man. And I think I've made a decision.
Donkeys and ducks and turkeys. Scatter. Early drug use. Flashbulbs and pool. Well, you heard them all. What's your choice, Mike?
Boy, it's a very, very difficult decision. But I think I'm going to have to go with early drug use.
Early drug use. Give me a moment to go through the dog-eared copy here. Early drug use.
Early drug use.
Hey, Rob. Yeah. Be a love. I didn't think you'd go with early drug use, so.
Well, perhaps if you had read them all to me again, but I did not remember. I had another one in mind that might have been a little bit funnier.
Let me see. All right, here we go. I don't know. You know, you always learn something new.
Yes.
Elvis got his first uppers from his mom in 1957.
Sat.
Gladys had a tremendous problem with the change of life.
Yes. Ah, the change.
Well, say hello to my girlfriend, Janet. How are you, Janet?
Hey, Janet, hope it's going okay. Hope you don't take any of those Mama Presley medications.
Let me see. Her doctor had given her these things, and Elvis would steal them out of the bottle and never let her know. She couldn't figure out how she was taking so many of them, and she had to get the prescription refilled. It was dextrodine. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Buzz?
Dexedrine?
Yeah.
Dexedrine.
Well, Elvis got a hold of that goddamn bottle.
Dexy's Midnight Runner.
And took 3 or 4 of them. He said, boy, I want to stay on this elevator for a while.
Hey, Jack.
He would get so goddamn ripped, his teeth would chatter. It got to the point he couldn't even swallow one because it would stick in his throat. Elvis just loved the S out of pills. He loved what they did. Any pills. he would open a box of Bear aspirin and chew the whole goddamn bottle.
Wow. Man, this is great, Jack.
He thought pills were the answer for everything. If anyone believed that medicine would shape the world, it was Elvis Presley.
Man, I am supporting the pharmaceutical companies, Jack.
One night I woke him up and found him standing at the end of his bed. God, his bed was enormous. It had to be 9 feet square. He had this cover, and he was slinging it around and yelling, "Get away from me.
Oh, dear.
God damn it, everybody, get away from me."
Hey.
I got on my hands and knees and crawled to light and turned around and flipped on the light. He finally woke up. Usually when this happened, he came out of it, he'd crack up laughing. When he was sleepwalking, you couldn't full-fledged shake him or run and scream and say, "Hey, wake up, you're having a nightmare." Because he would punch you out.
Yeah. You can't wake him up. So you got to stay away from him, man.
I'll punch you in the face.
Stay away from me.
Oh, hold on. Now that I'm just looking through this thing, there's some more scattered memories.
Scattered memories of the king of rock and roll, ladies and gentlemen.
Any meal that Elvis ate had to be almost burned.
He likes his meat dead.
He didn't like to see any red or any blood. He'd gag at the sight of a pink hamburger.
Oh, that's gross, man.
He'd throw it away or throw it at someone.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a movie one time. One of the crew members was a big muscular guy who always shaved his head. He used to eat raw steaks. When the catering truck came around, he'd order a steak and he'd say, "Throw it on the grill." As soon as it would hit the grill, he'd say, "Turn it over." They'd say, "Pick it up," and he'd eat it. We showed that to Elvis one time, and he threw up.
Strong Elvis.
Man, don't ever show that to me again, man.
You could wear Elvis's meat for shoes. His steaks were so tough. Others would eat a steak medium rare. Elvis would see, and he'd say, "God damn you. I can't eat it like you, for Christ's sake."
How'd you do that, man?
Others would have eggs over easy, scrambled. And if an over easy egg was broken, mm-hmm. and the yellow was broken, Elvis would go nuts.
I don't like it runny. I don't like red. I don't like rare meat, man.
Elvis hated fish, by the way.
Yes.
I hate the smell of fish, Jack.
When Gladys was pregnant, the smell of fish made her sick. She told him that.
It all gets back to Gladys, doesn't it?
So Elvis hated fish all his life.
I hate the smell of fish, man. That'll play into his early sexual development also. Hey.
Here's some other choices.
How great thou art.
Here are some more choices for you, Mike.
All right, give them to me, please. Give them to me before his condition worsens.
What do you think Elvis would have done had he lived
in his
50s?
Oh, I definitely would have still sang, performed. Definitely would have performed. He wanted to direct movies at one time. You know, he got tired of his movies. He wanted to direct movies.
No, I don't want that. Hold on. Before we get back there, here's another one I don't think we've heard before. From the Doris Day Show.
Oh.
It's Elvis doing a karate demonstration.
Kabate.
I'm going to do something a little different for you, if you don't mind. There are a lot of people who know that I have been involved in the art of karate for some time, but nobody knows to what degree or whatever.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
So what I would like to do, what I'm about to do, and I hope you take it in the right way, is do a what's called a kata, which is a series of movements.
Kata.
Representing blocks, kicks, punches, things that you see on Kung Fu.
He's so into it.
Kung Fu and karate are the same thing.
He's so effed up.
The Chinese terminology is Kung Fu and Japanese is karate. The word karate, kara means open hand. I mean, open, te means hand. Karate.
What? Karate.
Karate, open hand.
Karate.
Te.
Honey, I wasn't going to hit you. Goddamn. I'm going to hit you. And I just came close, you know, right here. But we don't hit.
We don't hit, baby.
All right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here we go. Get my glasses out for this one.
You got quite a file folder there.
In the early 60s, Elvis's entourage took on its most problematic and entertaining member. A 40-pound chimpanzee named Scatter.
Scatter the chimp.
Scatter was with Elvis on his first trip cross-country. Had him in a cage in the back of the Chrysler station wagon. Checked into a motel in Flagstaff, Arizona. The chimp stayed in Lamar's room.
Lamar Fike.
All night long, we heard Scatter going, boom, 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 running back and forth. Next morning, Lamar says real quietly, "You need to come see this." Scatter had gotten up on the drapes and started swinging on them.
Hey.
And they were pulled down. And he had S all over them.
Oh, no.
My God, it was a mess.
Pixie.
Lamar said Scatter was just throwing everything he could find. This monkey even S in his hands and was throwing it on the walls.
And we found out later that they'll do that. That's what they do.
I say, how do you think we're going to get out of here without paying for this? Don't worry about it, says Elvis. About the time our food came, I looked out the window and I said, oh, my God. The Mexican maid was knocking on the door. We jumped up at the same time, tried to yell at her. It was too late. Well, you can imagine what it was like for a Mexican maid to open up Elvis's Mafia's hotel room in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Aye!
And find a chimp inside. Scatter ran across the room and latched onto her.
Watch out, Jack.
She went bananas. We ran over there. And God, it was the funniest sight. That maid came flying out of the room. We peeled Scatter off of her. He bolted out the door and went tearing out across the porch, which ran to the shed in front of the hotel.
Chimpanzees are dangerous.
He went right up the drain pipe. The maid was still screaming. Scatter was on the goddamn roof, dancing and laughing at us.
Wow.
Alan said, what are we going to do? I said, go get the car and I'll go get the station wagon. I'll leave the back door open and the window down and the door to the cage open.
This is what they should make a movie out of.
Just start to drive off. Well, we hadn't driven 10 feet when Scatter was on that sucker. He thought Elvis was going to leave him.
Yeah.
He stuck so tight he looked like adhesive tape.
Scatter. Scatter the monkey, Jack.
Okay, here we go.
And they're lucky they didn't get their arms ripped out.
Elvis hit the monkey with a cue stick one night.
Oh, boy.
He hit him so goddamn hard that chimp just saw stars. He ran up the curtain. I said, God almighty. Elvis came down with a gun.
Oh, no.
I said, Elvis, if you lead him about 2 yards, you'll be able to shoot him.
Oh, no.
Elvis didn't shoot him.
No. Elvis Aaron Presley.
He loved Scatter. He wouldn't shoot Scatter.
He loves that monkey.
He wanted to discipline him.
We came home one night on Bellagio Road and found that Scatter had bitten Jimmy, Elvis's butler, real bad.
Man, look what that monkey did.
Elvis was furious. Jimmy was upset, yelling and threatening to quit if Elvis didn't get rid of him.
Sure.
Scatter was upset, too. Elvis finally calmed him down, walked up to Scatter, and stood over him. He looked at Elvis with innocent eyes, and Elvis said, you coconut-headed little MF-er. Get downstairs in your cage.
Come on, man.
Don't bite anybody either. Scatter hopped off the cabinet and walked downstairs like a man going to the electric chair. Alan put his hand out for Scatter to hold it, but he wouldn't do it. He had too much pride.
A prideful monkey, too.
Elvis used to wait till the den was filled with girls, and everyone was real comfortable having a nice time. And then he'd say, all right, boys, let him out.
Let him out, man.
We'd open the door, and Scatter would come out whooping like crazy. He was about 3.5 feet tall.
That's like a full-grown chimp now.
Elvis taught him a lot of things. He learned some on his own. When a woman got up to go to the bathroom, he'd run and hide behind the door. In a minute, we'd hear a scream, and the woman would come running out. Scatter would come walking out after her.
It's a shame that this has a sad story ending.
What?
You know, you're good. You got right to the end, don't you? Hold on.
Very, very sad.
Give me a moment.
Now we've got the 3.5-foot chimpanzee
hiding
behind the bathroom door.
Looking at girls.
Coconut-headed MF-er.
Peeked under their skirt sometimes.
Yeah. Hold on.
Hornet monkey.
Is this the one that has the full story about Scatter?
I'm trying to. Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I'll cut right to the end for you.
Oh, this is so sad.
Well, he does a lot of stuff with girls.
Naughty stuff.
I think girls don't really like it.
He does a lot of stuff like lifting up their dresses and putting his head under their dresses.
Terrorizing them when he lets them out of its cage.
And Elvis loves it.
Yeah. Out of his cage.
And the story goes on and on. Elvis, like, hits the monkey sometimes, but then always loves the monkey.
He was fond of the monkey, but he never really took enough good care of the monkey.
Loves the monkey.
Ah, yeah. Perfect music for this.
Scatter met a sad end. God damn you, Mike.
Sorry about that.
You cut right to the chase.
Man, I know this is... I don't want to say this is my favorite part of the story, but it's historically significant, Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you want to hear about when Elvis made Scatter drink beer?
Sure.
No, forget it.
You going to cut right to the end?
Scatter met a sad end. that was put him outside behind Graceland. Scatter couldn't stand being left alone after all the attention Elvis had given him. He died out there by himself, hanging on to the side of his cage.
Oh, dear.
We took Scatter back to Graceland. The maids had to feed him because we were gone so much. One day, a maid named Daisy went out there. She had her wig on.
Daisy's out there.
And that goddamn monkey grabbed that wig right off her head. Elvis happened to be in the backyard when they took him off. He was as hard as a brick bat.
Scatter. So we're getting the picture here. Scatter died like holding onto the side of his cage and froze that way.
Scatter was frozen dead.
Wow. See, I don't think this was neglect as much as somebody left Scatter outside when the temperature was below zero.
I had to call two guys from the animal shelter. Each guy had one arm supporting him because he was upright with his long arms out and his legs bowed. Bowed. It was eerie. It shocked me. They carried him out to the truck and hauled him off. Poor old Scatter. Elvis cried. And then, what's for dinner?
Oh, no.
Time to move on.
Man, Scatter's gone. What are we eating, man? What's for dinner? And that was
God
his
damn.
Favorite pet.
That's a good one.
Sad to think that monkey died holding onto the side of the cage.
Beloved Scatter.
That's very sad, man.
What you got there, Robbie? Hold on. Oh, hello.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. If you believe polio is beaten, I ask you to listen.
Remember me.
Now, that's the voice of thousands who know the fight against polio is just as tough as it ever was.
Yeah.
Polio.
They're crippled, and the Salk vaccine can't help them recover.
That's right, Ed.
But you can. Remember polio victims. Join the 1957 March of Dimes today. Now, here's a song.
Elvis Death Day, 2007.
I don't think this is Elvis.
You don't think so?
The saddest day that I've ever known.
Yes.
Was the day God called Elvis home. He lay so still, not a tear seemed to stand.
And we'd have cream potatoes. He liked it, those. And we'd
creamy
have
tater
steaks. And many steaks. We had all kind of steaks. And the peanut butter and banana sandwich was not a regular meal for him. It would just be something as an appetizer.
Memphis Mafia member Lamar Fyke.
Yes.
Whew, well, things were rough. I mean, you know, you might as well just take cholesterol and inject it into your veins.
Hairstylist Larry Geller was appalled by Presley's eating habits.
I'll never forget the first morning when I had breakfast with Elvis. I came over to the house, and he had, one of the people brought him an omelet. And he picked up the pepper, and he's talking to me, and he's pouring the pepper as he's speaking to me. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. His yellow eggs are turning just dark black, and he doesn't realize what he's doing. I soon found out this is how he always ate. Salt, pepper, sugar, flour, the worst foods.
Pepper's not all that bad.
I'll say something right here. Now, those of you who saw the morning paper, or the evening paper, whatever it was, they gave us a fantastic write-up. Now, they did, except they said I had a paunch here, and I want to tell you something. I got their damn paunch. I wore a bulletproof vest on stage. True. You know, in case some fool decides to take a 22 and blow my belly button off. That's the truth. I got his paunch.
A bulletproof vest.
Oh, bitch. I tell you what, the guy wrote the article gave me this. He thinks it's me. See?
Son of a bitch.
That son is a paunch, any way you look at it. This way, that way, up here, it don't matter.
Hey,
you know,
fool.
Silly looking fool.
Son of a bitch. I'm wearing a bulletproof vest, Jack.
Ain't it about time for some E2E?
Are you
E2E.
Ready to speak to someone about the King of Rock and Roll?
I think so.
Elvis was my friend.
Hey, somebody wants to take a shot with a 22, you fool.
One of Elvis's bodyguards and the brother of one of his women who is promoting peanut butter cups will be joining you in the next break.
Hey, that's man. Good, brother.
That's good. We'll find out how I'm doing.
We'll be right back if we put some commercials.
Elvis.
This is the Don and Mike Show.